investors are increasingly demanding companies outside of the oil and gas business to consider the environment in their decisions. In a few weeks, Amazon investors will vote on a proposal to push the company to show how it is reducing its use of fossil fuels. In the American state of Kentucky, Yum Brands stockholders want to know what the parent company of KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell is doing about deforestation. Institutional Shareholder Services studies corporate governance and responsible investing. The group found that outside of the energy and utility industries, investors only looked at 33% of such proposals 5 years ago. So far this year, that number nearly doubles to 60%. Cosmas Papadopoulos is the executive director of ISS Analytics. Climate change will affect all industries, he said, and I think we'll see more in other sectors. Peter Reale is head of responsible investing at Nuveen, a global investment company. You're definitely seeing investors ask for it, but you're also seeing companies wanting to talk a lot more about it, in particular on climate change issues, he said. We have meetings or phone calls with hundreds of companies annually, and boards are really interested in what investors think about this stuff. Most stockholder proposals pushing for environmental action fail to pass. Company managements usually suggest voting against them. Many say they are already paying increased attention to the environment. At Starbucks's annual meeting in March, stockholders voted against a request for a progress report on recycling cups and reducing waste that ends up in the ocean. Starbucks's management said that it already has planned to eliminate plastic straws, among other environmental-friendly moves. The proposal lost by a 5-4 vote. Papadopoulos notes that getting support for such proposals is difficult, even for some of the issues where you may have seen consensus in the market. He added, "Anything above 30%, we generally consider as significant." But the biggest successes for investors may not take place at stockholder meetings at all. They may come, instead, during the private conversations between stockholders and companies. For example, the investing group Green Century Capital Management said it recently withdrew a proposal made to Royal Caribbean Cruises. The proposal concerned the cruise operator's food waste management. After the withdrawal, Royal Caribbean still agreed to document annually how much food waste it has and what it is doing to reduce it. I'm John Russell.